Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, January 27th, 2025, and only 51 days till spring. Starting your day off with some good news. Folks at the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine and Bangor have been holding a series of community meetings over the past few months to explore reactions to the election and ways to move forward. The next meeting is this week via Zoom. Here's Judd Esty Kendall with more.
I'm Judd Esty Kendall. I'm a former Pine Tree legal assistance attorney for most of my adult life, and I'm now retired and part of the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine's Education Committee. The Education Committee has done a series of forums, the first two live and the second two by Zoom, regarding the election and people's emotions and then decisions as to what to do about the election. We actually started planning the first one before the election happened, because no matter what result came out of the election, it seemed to us there would be plenty of issues for the progressive groups and the progressive community to work on. So in the end, the first meeting we had after the election was pretty much to let people express their emotions about what had happened. And then we've had a series of three more where we've looked at ways to resist, or not necessarily even resist, but to build on progressive programs and ideas with the current administration. And we've talked about four basic areas: protecting people in marginal groups, defending civic institutions, disrupting and disobeying when necessary, and building alternatives. Our last meeting, which was January 7th, was by Zoom. We had about 40 people from all over Maine on the call, and we talked about those areas, and we separated into small groups, and each of us talked about what we were thinking of doing or what ideas were moving us at that time. Now we have our next, the fifth in the series of community forums, is scheduled for Wednesday, January 29th at 6 p.m. And what we're doing at this one is we'll have presentations from several local or other Maine groups who are interested in policy after the election, what they are doing to anticipate issues that could come down and actions that could come down to them, and what actions they're planning to take. We'll have questions, and then people will talk about what can we do? What actions can we take? So the forum, as I said, will be by Zoom. It will be on Wednesday, January 29th at 6 p.m. The contact information can be found on the Peace and Justice, probably Facebook page or website. I'm not sure which, but it's gone out in various emails, etc. And so if you can happen to be connected with any of the email chains from ROSC or other groups, it should have come out. We hope to see as many people as we can there, and we hope to have some good, succinct presentations from local groups, good questions, and then some ideas about action. Thank you.
That was Judd Esty Kendall from the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine. For more information, email peacectr@gmail.com. Again, peacectr@gmail. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.